Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Wow Seat. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All. Thank you for tuning in to this segment. A little bit about the Wow Seat Media. We feature several signature production segments on different platforms, and you can learn more at www.thewowseat.tumblr.com. In this segment, I want to speak about leveling up your wow factor with small business blogging breakthrough success. And as a multi-niche blogger with over 200 blog platforms, I know a thing or two about the importance of being intentional for leveraging blogging in your small business for breakthroughs, also creating momentum for success, and ultimately leveling up your wow factor. So blogging is one of the most effective ways to communicate your message, and not only just to your niche, but also a global audience. And certainly any medium that you're using to communicate, whether it's podcasting or video, all of them are very, very effective. But blogging certainly is one of those mediums that over the years has become extremely popular, not only for just professional bloggers, but also several businesses. However, what I know to be true is that there are still a lot, and I'm not kidding when I say this, there are several small business owners who have yet to see the great benefits of having a blog to create business breakthroughs and increase their impact and also, you know, their income. And when I say that they've yet to see the benefits, I'm not just talking about those who have tried blogging and it didn't work for them and they didn't see it to be, you know, beneficial, but I mean there are several who don't even have a clue that blogging is extremely important. I mean, it's really vital. And I teach on a lot as it relates to blogging because there are many different levels. And everyone is not a blogger, so to speak. But having a blog for your business is very important, even if you're only doing blog tours or blogging, you know, just a few times, you know, a year. But as I was mentioning that, a lot of business owners, they have no clue, you know, about this. And then even ones who do, you know, often those small business owners and even solo entrepreneurs, so to speak, you know, they are overlooking the opportunities that blogging provides to add value to their core audience and also being able to showcase their business and even elevate their marketing agenda. So, you know, there's a lot of components. Like myself, I'm a multi-level blogger, but I'm ultimately a blogger-tizer, which is a format that, you know, that I've created because I know that there are different levels that businesses can leverage, you know, blogging. So with the 200 or over 200 platforms that I have, I'm not consistently blogging on those platforms, you know, all the time. Some of them are blog tour platforms, and then others are welcome centers. I leverage them for my blogger-tizing more as evergreen, marketing. Some of them only have 3 to 5 blog posts on there that I leverage as a series, and then ultimately they lead into other things. You know, so there's a lot of different levels. And as someone who is, you know, a multidimensional brand and empire expression as myself, I have a variety of ways that I leverage, you know, blogging. But I am going to say this, that if you are not leveraging blogging in your small business, then I'm going to encourage you to get started, even if it's with just tip blogging and providing one tip a week, or maybe even every 2 weeks, or it could be, you know, once a month. But being able to have something that is providing value to your core audience, and then also having offers that you make. And I also have platforms and resources to, support you, you know, in that area. But I also want to say that for those who are leveraging blogging, you know, in your business, then I'm certainly going to encourage you to level up your agenda, because one of the things is that if you aren't consistent or you become stagnant, and when I say consistent, I don't mean you have to do it all the time. Like I said, even if someone does it once a month, or they are doing it as a blog tour so many times, you know, a year, that is, you know, consistency, and you can make that known to the audience, your followers, that here's how often you show up on the blog. So even if you're not blogging, like I said, consistently, so to speak, and you are leveraging what you have as evergreen marketing, then you do need to be consistent in terms of leveraging it, you know, as evergreen marketing, you know, in between your blogging. But we always have to be leveling up and skilling up. You never want to plateau in anything that you're doing. But I would certainly say, as it relates to the blogging initiative, you definitely want to skill up in that area. So I'd say to anyone, if you desire for your worthwhile, outstanding works to make a greater impact in the marketplace and really display your wow factor at the highest level, then it's time to be intentional about creating breakthroughs in your small business. And blogging can certainly be the now and next level gateway to your success. So one of the breakthrough formulas that I leverage for myself, but also for those who I teach, is intention plus impact equals income. And I really mean this in a massive way, in a massive vibration, because you need all three components in order to be successful at creating breakthroughs in your small business with blogging. There's nothing like the power of intention. And when you can leverage, your intention to make an impact, and you're showing up in a way that is, you know, different, you know, than others, and you are demonstrating your worthwhile, outstanding works, trust me, the income factor will be there, and it can be there consistently. But you want to have consistent breakthroughs in your business. And you don't want breakthroughs to have to come based on, like, I need a breakthrough, you know. When it is the regular momentum, that's what I consider to be success. When you have the rinse and repeat, the consistency that it can be done over and over, and not just done over and over in terms of the same way, but you continue to level up so that more breakthroughs can happen, and breakthroughs can ultimately be the norm within your small business versus having to be in a position where your business actually needs a breakthrough, you need a miracle, you know. But, I mean, this certainly can help to create, you know, the breakthroughs, but I am being honest here, that's really not where you want to create from, the place of need. So it's best to get out ahead of, you know, anything that would not be as beneficial, you know, to your business. So And that's a whole nother topic. And I do teach on that too, in vibrational business aspect. But so yeah, I definitely want to empower you, you know, in this segment to incorporate the Breakthrough Blogging Initiative as it relates to your small business. So if you're ready to see some real results, real in all caps, and some breakthroughs in your business with blogging, then I'm going to invite you to consider my Small Business Blogging Breakthrough Mastery. It's a self-paced course, and this course is it is for committed business bloggers who are really desiring to not only stay consistent with their blogging agenda, but they really desire to continue leveling up, you know, and skilling up their efforts so that they can have this consistent impact, you know, in income. Because, I mean, that's what it's about. If you're in business, you need the revenue factor going and not just, you know, followers and likes and making an impact and changing people's lives, certainly with the content that you're putting out. That is extremely important. But, you know, at the same time, again, the income factor, you know, is vital. So something else I want to say about this course is that what small business owners will learn is really about how to set these powerful intentions for the impact in the income. But one of the greatest benefits is that they learn how to develop what I call your higher blogging mindset. And this is what produces the mastery for consistent breakthroughs with your blogging initiative. So you have to blog from a higher mindset, a higher perspective, a higher level of consciousness. And when you can ultimately tap into that level of, what you want to call it, genius or so, or innovation would probably be the better word, you'll be able to produce the content that's going to make the connection to your audience, you know. And again, you'll be making the impact, but also they will reward you or compensate you for what you have delivered, you know, to them. But also, I know there may be some who are thinking that, well, I haven't even started with blogging, and I don't really know, you know, much about it, and may think that this is biting off more than you can chew. But I would just say to those who haven't, you know, gotten started, or even if some have, but they haven't really been consistent, you know, with it, and they know they need to get off what I call the non-blogger's fence, you know, you can jumpstart your success. I do have a resource. It's called Just Do the Blog On Thing Already, and it is an intentional blogging planner for creating business breakthroughs. So even at a basic level, you can start to create some business breakthroughs, but it is going to be definitely dealing with the power of intentionality. That's, you know, so important. Also, there is a mini course that I have that's Just Do the Blog On Thing, you know, as well. And there will be information in the show description about the master course, the publication, and also the mini course. I've also included two helpful LinkedIn articles that you really appreciate, and definitely to start developing a different mindset around the importance of blogging. So one of those articles is Creating a Blog Post a Day Could Keep the Feast or Famine Away in Your Business. And I know I mentioned that it's not really about having to blog every day or maybe even every week, but something I will encourage, you know, others is that when you really need to jumpstart your momentum, and you really need to start creating yes, some breakthroughs, you know, for sure, then you need to blog a little bit more. And if you already have some blogs that you can leverage, then you can consider that to be part of your, you know, blog post creation that you're sharing, you know, daily somewhere. And, you know, the whole initiative in terms of when I say creating a blog post that they can keep this, you know, feast or famine away. Again, on a blog tour, you may blog, you know, several blogs, but then you're leveraging them, you know, throughout, you know, the time in between. And you can be putting those on different platforms. So it doesn't mean that you are blogging every single day, but you could be, you know, leveraging from your blog on different platforms, and that still is ultimately creating momentum and being able to put something, you know, before your primary audiences. But, yeah, you'll appreciate that particular article. The second one is, are you just a blogger or a bloggingpreneur? It's time to know the difference. And within that article, I make some distinctions about when you're just a blogger versus when you're a bloggingpreneur, because there is a difference. And that's another area where most get tripped up. They're just blogging. And it's like, when you are a bloggingpreneur, that means that there's a business plan for this. There's an entrepreneurial focus. And most business owners think that they have an entrepreneurial focus and that they are blogging for business. But, again, it's the place where you're coming from and the intentionality, you know, behind it. And that's why, going back to what I mentioned about the small business breakthrough, you know, blogging master course, is that you start learning how to blog from your higher blogging mind, and that is going to give you, you know, your blueprint, your profits model as it relates to your blogging and the entrepreneurial aspect, you know, for this type of initiative. So these articles, they also contain related articles and platforms and resources to explore. So, like I said, I believe you'll appreciate those and the depth of which they provide in terms of a cornucopia of other options and things for you to explore, and more articles, like I said, to read, so that you get a understanding. I want people to really, with small business owners, I want them to really know how important, you know, blogging is, and it's going to continue to increase in importance, even if most don't see that to be important, you know, during this time. Again, everything I mentioned will be in the show description. So I'm excited for you, as small business owners, especially if you're going to, you know, take the initiative to step up in this way. And again, if you are ready to level up your wow factor for your small business, then I am going to encourage you, please leverage Business Breakthrough Blogging Success to start creating the massive momentum for impact and income. And I just want to say before closing out, and I really hope that this segment was helpful, and it does invite you to take action on leveling up your wow factor to create new levels of success with small business breakthrough blogging. And thanks so much for tuning into the Wow Seat. If you are not following us on Facebook, then certainly invite you to follow us under the Wow Seat Media. I am Allie Nicole, Wow She Does It All, and I invite you to learn more about me at my press site at www.wowshedoesitall.com. Again, I just want to thank you for joining me for this segment, and I look forward to being back with you soon. I always enjoy being able to do these segments. I know I have different guest experts, you know, on, but when I'm able to have my own segment to share, I really enjoy bringing forth wisdom and knowledge and just what I know can be helpful and add value. So thank you again for joining me. And as always, go out and make it a wow day and stay blessed.